Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Our scripture is John 13:1, and it says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them." I'm going to say that again. He loved them, loved us, to the end, to the very end. Listen to that scripture. Before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that he didn't have too long to be here with his disciples and with us. He knew that his time for departure was at hand. And it says, "The Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them even to the end." Now here we see Jesus sitting at a feast. That's what he was doing. He was at the feast with his disciples, with those that he loved, with those that he cared about. Think about that. How many times do we get a chance to sit somewhere with our loved ones and have a meal together? Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for this day, thanking you for the opportunity that you've given us, God, that we can come and learn more about you. We ask, oh God, that you open up our ears that we may hear, spiritually hear. Open up our hearts that we may receive the word as it is spoken into us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said amen, amen. And we thank God. Yeah, we thank him. Yes, yes. As we start a very needed lesson, it's a lesson on love. Yeah. I need you to just hold fast to your seats. Many times when we hear the topic of the nature, we always figure we know about love, or we know about that. Everybody said we know about love. Now, if you feel this way, that is true. You probably do know about it. Because God the Father and Jesus Christ, on the day of our creation, they were all found together. And we see that in the book of Genesis. Yeah. In the book of Genesis, at the creation, they came together. Did you hear what I said? They came together. Nobody was excluded. Nobody was left behind. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were all present. So we know about love because it was poured into us. It was poured into you. It was poured into me at the day of creation. So we know about love. We got it. Now, do we apply love? Do we use the love that we claim to have? Do you need love and affection in your life? To go without some form of love and affection in our lives can cause problems along the way, especially if this lack of support And interaction begins at a very young age. Think about that. When you were a toddler, when you were young, when you needed somebody to kiss your knee because you hurt your knee. You remember that? You fell down and you raised your hand up because you wanted them to see that it was hurting. So you wanted somebody to kiss it. And they would tell you, come here, let Papa kiss it, let Mama kiss it. Think about that. That was love at a very early age. It was introduced to you. Could have been one. Some of us, it could have been like 5 or 6 months. Yeah. When we start crying, think about that. We cry, the baby cries. Some parents have a problem with this. But the baby starts crying, you pick the baby up. And so you wind up holding the baby the whole time, and the baby is no longer crying, where you need to be putting the baby down. Because the rule was the baby cries when he's wet or hungry. And after those needs are taken care of, the baby can lay down and be quiet. But I know I see a lot of parents, they don't understand that. And the baby is happy that they don't understand it because the baby wants them to keep holding them. But anyway, nevertheless, if anything is excellent, if anything is excellent in that, we should thrive. We should thrive. What I mean by thrive, we should desire that. We should want. We should want to have the child that is crying or that is uncomfortable, whatever it is, we should want them to have peace. And we usually show them this type of peace through picking them up, holding them. Now, some of us do that too long. Yeah, we do it too long. And the babies know that you're doing it too long, and the babies are happy that you're doing it too long. Yeah, yeah. We see this today. But nevertheless, as we continue with this lesson, it says here, can I get an amen on what I just said? Can anybody just amen me? Uh-huh. The question is, can a child feel rejected in his mother's womb? Think about that. Can a child feel rejected in the womb? Now, we're talking about love, so we're going to be talking about all aspects of love. Let me just run through some of the pronouns on how you know that you're loved, who can love you, how to love, what is love. Are you feeling hurt? Are you feeling guilty? Are you feeling shame? Are you feeling rejection? Yeah, these are all just the opposites. Those are components that no one desires to have, but they do exist. They're present in many lives. The loss of identity. Yeah, you can lose your identity when you're unloved. You're emotionally immature when you're unloved. And we see this all the time. This is our young folks who are all running around looking for love where? In all the wrong places. And I say young, but some of our older people, hello, some of our seasoned have took the wrong turn as well. So can a child be rejected in the womb? Can he feel this brutal, it's like a brutal feeling of rejection. It's like burnt discord. Well, scientists have discovered that plenty of evidence shows that what's heard in the uterus can make a lasting impression. Can you imagine that? You know, I've heard people say that when they were pregnant, they used to talk to the baby. They would say, oh, come here, mama love you, or just whatever it was that they needed to expound with the child, they would say that. Mama love you, you're going to be special, you're going to be great, you're going to do wondrous things. All the words that can inspire a child and have them grow up to be happy, wholesome. Yeah, I've heard people say that. But here we see that they also have heard a lot of negative things. Listen, we're talking about love today, but the opposite of love is rejection. Rejection. And many of us have experienced when rejection enters the mind of a child, they live there. It lives there. Their lives, they live their lives looking for love in all the wrong places. Amen. I said that. And a lot of times, older folks are doing the same thing. Difficult to have be in a relationship. You can't be in a relationship because of this awkward, odd feeling that you never knew, you never could figure out what happened or why you feel this way. Relationships, male or female, they're just awkward. You can't get along. You can't talk. Rejection. Not having the love, but especially the love of God. Huh? So let's look here first in Genesis chapter 25. We're just going to do one verse, 23. Here is the grandson of Abraham. The father was Isaac, and the grandson and the grandsons were Esau and Jacob. Verse 23 says, The Lord said to Rebekah, well, Abraham said to Rebekah, you have two nations. No, the Lord said it to Rebekah, but Abraham, he added to this too. Yeah, because Abraham knew the laws. He knew that what the customs were. And it says here that the Lord said to Rebekah, you have two nations in your womb, and the separation of the two people has begun in your body. Now, this had started happening when nobody was crying. There was no diaper changing going on. They were still in the womb. But here we see the Lord is telling her that you have two nations and they're going to be separate. Mm-hmm. Think about that. He goes on to say that one is going to be stronger than the other. And that the elder, now listen to this real good, and that the elder shall serve the younger. Mm-hmm. Here we see where the war is going to begin. Here we see where the fighting takes place. Here we see where the discord starts. Here we see where we see this today, where we see families, brothers and sisters are constantly fighting against each other, and we can't figure out why. We don't know why they don't like each other. I don't know why they can't get along. Could it be something spiritually that we need to sit down and really look at from a spiritual standpoint instead of just looking at it physically? Was there any love brewing here? No. Discord was at its best. Esau hated Jacob. Why? Because of the custom that the older would take care of the younger. And if the older, listen to this, if the older one would take care the younger one, you know what that meant? Think about it. That meant that, listen to this, then he would have to receive the blessing because the birthright to do so, listen to this, if you're going to be the older one and you're going to have to take care of your younger one, then the birthright are going to have to be yours so you will be able to supply the needs for you and take care of your, think about it, your younger siblings. Mm-hmm. But, of course, we know even today that there are some rules, there are some rules that some family members stand by and some other family members don't go along with it. They hated that idea. They didn't like that rule. And so they grow up being angry with each other just because of the rule. Not because they don't love them, but just so happened if they go along with the rule, that means they don't have nothing to do with them. Notice how hate, rejection slips in through Esau. Not receiving the custom that God had set in place because he was born. The way he was born to be second. Huh? Did Jacob have any control over that? No, he did not. Think. Where love could have abide, many times we shut the door to love and we open the door wide, wide, wide to hate and rejection. And love cannot be found. Keep in mind, we're talking about love. We're talking about love. Whenever I am preparing a lesson, I'm never alone. The Lord always comes and reveals. He reveals something. He reveals something to me that he wants to be said during the lesson. And here we are on a Thursday afternoon, sitting at the light, waiting for the light to change. And here we see the words that said, hate cannot drive out hate. Only love do that. Let me say that again. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. This appeared to me on a sign while I was sitting at the light. And when I saw that, I was just so taken because I knew that was God. I knew that was him. I knew he was talking to me because he knew what I was going to talk about this day, that I was going to talk about love, that the love that we don't see. And it says here, simple, it says, hate cannot drive out hate. Think about that. Only love. Only love. Nothing else. And we see that so often. We see it. And many times, some of us feel it. Yeah. We feel that hate. We experience that hate in the place of love. So I'm going to, just to name a few persons who were rejected by someone and not loved by many. David's mom, her name was Nitzavet. I'm going to spell it, Nitzevet. And you could find her story in Psalm 69, she was rejected. She was rejected. Like so many of us can be rejected when we marry into a family, or even if we, just our own family members can reject us. We have quarrels. We have siblings have been having quarrels for years, and not knowing why. We done forgot why I'm mad with them. Think about that. So it says here, she possessed the bold voice of silence. Can you imagine that? She was silent. Mm-hmm. So when you read Psalm 69, you will see she cries out to the Lord. She cries out to the Lord for water, and she says she is wearied by calling out, and that her throat was dry, and that hope was far away. This is David's mother. Mm-hmm. Can you attest to this? The key thing here is it says that more numerous than the hairs on her head are those who hate her. Think about hate. Think about how hate looks. Think about how hate feels. Think about how bitter it is. When I look at those marches, when Martin Luther King was marching into Selma, Alabama, and how those people were standing all on the side and ready to spit on him, and the ones who rode on the bus and how they got on the bus and pulled them off. When I see the expressions of those folks, when I look at their faces, hate, anger, bitterness. Why? Because of the color of your skin? Just because you want something? Just because God has created you to hate? Think about that. Think about it. 1 Samuel 18:4. Jonathan, he stripped himself of the robes that were on him and gave it to David. He gave him his armor. He gave him his sword. He gave him his bow. He gave him his arrow. He gave of himself. Why? An act of love. An act of love. An act of kindness. Did you hear what I said? Mm-hmm. An act of kindness. The question is, do you have a great friend? Someone that you can love as much as you love your own life. Now think about that. Loving somebody just the way you love you. And even a little more than you love yourself. That's the relationship. That's the relationship right here. Jonathan. Mm-hmm. Even though his dad was just the opposite with David. Just the opposite. Jonathan. He loved David, and they had an awesome, awesome relationship. This was friends, mm-hmm, that superseded any relationship. Friends, concerned about one another. Think about that. This is the love that we're talking about tonight, the love of God, the love of Christ. Now, we know that Jesus gave. Woo! Jesus gave up himself. When he was obedient to the cross, when he listened to what his father said. Huh? When he was on the cross and he saw them who were crucifying him, Jesus said these words. What? Father, what? Forgive them. Why? Because they know not what they are doing. Is that love or what? What is that? What is that? Forgiving them who are crucifying me, who are beating me up, forgive them? And then I say they don't know what they're doing. And I humbly say that this is sincere. This is, no one is making him say that. This is genuine. The love of Jesus. Glory to God.
think about that. Oh, how we can just, we need to just close our eyes and go into a quiet place and just ask for the presence of God. Hallelujah. The presence of God to come. Where we can love one another. Where we can reach out and love all of those who had those faces that were so hurtful, that were so harmful. We can love them all in spite of. But only through Christ can we do this. Only through him. But we have the ability. And we have the power to do the love that we're talking about. Yeah. No greater love than that was for Jesus to go and lay down his life. And he laid it down. He laid it down for you, and he laid it down for me. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, God. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you've given us, oh God, that we can hear the word, oh God. Master, we ask that the word that we have heard tonight, we ask that it penetrates, oh God. Let it penetrate in our heart. Let it penetrate in our mind. Let it get in our DNA. Oh God, help us to desire to show love in spite of, regardless. Help us to show love, oh God. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We will be careful to give you all praise, all honor, because it's in your name. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we say amen, amen. And we thank God for you, each one of you that is with us this day. And we know that on tomorrow morning, we're going to have a hallelujah time with God's Favorite Ministry with Pastor George. Yes. So you just come ready to shout, ready to holler, because this is what we be doing. When I'm listening to the show, I'm hollering, I'm moving around, I'm praising God, I'm dancing. I do all of that. When I'm in, sucking in the word, anticipating on God moving through the word of God. Yeah. So you just come ready on Saturday. And don't forget, on Saturday evenings, our sister Sadie comes with the young folks. Yes. And it's a blessing to hear them, how they know the scripture. And, of course, back Sunday evening. Amen. Amen.